Major League Baseball owners have voted to eliminate two of their 30 teams. It's baseball's first contraction in more than 100 years. The two teams to be dissolved have not been identified. The downsizing news follows the end of the 2001 baseball season. NPR's Tom Goldman prepared this report.
This is good for baseball, great for baseball. We beat the best team in baseball to win a World Series.
It was just this past Sunday that Arizona Diamondbacks pitcher Curt Schilling reveled in his team's last-minute win over the New York Yankees, a thrilling end to one of the greatest World Series in history. But just 2 days later, baseball's beautiful carriage appeared to turn back into a pumpkin. The news yesterday was about baseball economics, never a happy subject. Indeed, Commissioner Bud Selig looked like he'd rather be at the World Series as he announced that owners had unanimously approved a plan to cut two teams from the major leagues.
Whatever two franchises are contracted will be franchises that don't generate enough revenue to be a competitive franchise. And that's a very significant problem.
While several teams are considered likely candidates, the two mentioned most often are Montreal and Minnesota. The Montreal Expos averaged only 7,600 fans per game this season, and there's been no progress in building a new stadium, which the league considers critical for generating revenues. While having great success and fan support, the Minnesota Twins haven't gotten their publicly financed ballpark either, and owner Carl Pohlad reportedly has offered up his team for a payment of more than $200 million. Contraction is a major step for a sport that hasn't done it since 1899 and which has expanded from 16 to 30 teams over the last 40 years. But at yesterday's news conference, Commissioner Selig disagreed with a reporter's assessment that it was a sad day for baseball.
If that's true, then every industry in America that has made adjustments, it's a sad day for them. Would you say that? No, I wouldn't. Because everything in life changes.
Selig has been warning about the economic disparities in baseball, how low-revenue teams can't compete with rich ones. By getting rid of two teams, contraction would reduce the number that share revenues, meaning the remaining teams would get more money. They'd also improve their rosters by getting players from the contracted teams in a special draft. Some hoped that financially ailing teams would be moved instead of eliminated, but Selig says relocation currently is not a viable alternative. That's just shifting problems from one city to another, he says. Baseball economics expert Andrew Zimbalist disagrees, saying there are new places where baseball could thrive and where the sport could reclaim the young fans it's been losing in recent years.
The best way to get little leaguers back involved with the game is to bring Major League Baseball to more towns, to bring it to the nation's capital and to North Virginia, to bring it to a town like Portland, Oregon, to bring it to Sacramento, California. Let the youth of America in those towns see Barry Bonds play. Let them see Sammy Sosa. That'll get them excited.
Instead, contraction might alienate fans, even those outside the affected cities, if it leads to bigger problems. Judging by the reaction of the players' union, it just might. The union and owners are preparing to start negotiations on a new labor contract. Although Selig announced yesterday that owners won't lock out players, union officials weren't happy about what they called the owners' unilateral decision on contraction. Union leader Donald Fear said the action is inconsistent with our contract and perhaps most important, the long-term welfare of the sport. We'd hoped we were in a new era, one that would see a much better relationship between players and owners, Fear said. The announcement is a severe blow to such hopes. Tom Goldman, NPR News.